I have a funny story about Sage in grade 8 science with Mr. Scherf.
Okay.
And everybody knows Mr. Scherf is like the big scary dude that nobody messes with.
Okay, yeah, he's just our science teacher.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. So like one day it's like the end of class and the bell's about to ring, but then Sage is already packing up his stuff. And then Mr. Scherf looks at him, he's like, "What are you doing?" And Sage is all sarcastic because he's like a really expressive guy. He's like, "Packing my stuff. The bell's about to ring." And then Mr. Scherf's like, "Well, it hasn't yet." And then like Sage is like, oh, he's a kid, right? So he's like, he gets nervous. He's like, and he starts unpacking his things. And then Mr. Scherf does one of those like really like mean sarcastic. "No, come on, continue. Keep packing your stuff." And then like, oh yeah, when he said like, continue packing your stuff, Sage was like, "Okay."
Oh.
He sighed. And then that set Mr. Scherf off. He's like, "You're gonna sigh in my class? Get the fuck out of my class."
That reminds me of a story of Mr. Hengeveld. In Mr. Hengeveld, like our physics class, Kyle Jang was sitting in the back, and all of a sudden, Kyle just goes, he just yawns. He's like, and Mr. Hengeveld's like, Are you kidding me? Like, what's wrong?
Yeah, he always had that. He always had that thing. Our physics teacher
were
always.
Were you in my class for that time?
I might have been there. But our physics teacher always had this thing where he hates people who yawn because he thinks it's insulting, like he's boring or something.
Kyle literally went like,
put like, raise his arms. Really expressive, extremely loud.
He got so upset. He like kicked him out of the class.
Oh my god! I remember because Brandon told me that he told me that story like right after it happened, like at lunch.
Uh-huh.
And but my physics block, I was in a different class, but like my physics class was in the morning, so I was always tired in class. So I was always scared to yawn, just because I didn't want to get kicked out of the class. Right?
You're just like.
So I'm like,
I don't like, think he cared to yawn, but calling this shit.
He's like,
like getting ready for bed.
The fucking like cartoony fucking yawn. Oh my god,
dude, that's why I know he came back from home taking a shit.
Dude, so many shit.
Okay, this kid,
that dude had a problem.
This kid. He probably skipped as many classes as Brandon just by going to the washroom. Like, he was always at the fucking bathroom.
I remember Miss Kim's class, chemistry class. Like, Miss Kim would be like, "Where is he going?" Like, she'd be like, actually, she'd be like, "I'm concerned.
The
like,
class
where is he
starts
going?
10 minutes in, he's gone."
Yeah.
Dude, he's just like 20 minutes.
And you remember when you would have to like write your name on the board? Yeah. It would always be up there.
It could only be one person at a time
he
who leaves
well
the room.
Just, like, permanently.
Yeah, he's
like,
never erased it. He just kept it on.
They're like, crazy. Only one person can go to the washroom at a time. You must have the bathroom pass. It's never there.
Yeah,
Kyle reserves there. It.
Oh my! You guys remember Miss Kim's?
The Kyle pass.
You guys remember Miss Kim's homework checks?
The disappointment in her voice.
Just because it's me and Brandon, like we would never do our fucking homework ever. Like
there,
she would
there was a point where she just like stopped. She just skipped me.
She doesn't even check. Yeah. Hey, like, guys, it's time for homework check.
Yes, already. Exactly.
Yeah, like she and me and Brandon sat at the same table, but it was only us two at that table. She'd never go to our table.
The whole class is on the left in the middle.
No,
middle rows. You guys are on the right row. And just gone.
The whole class would have their binders open, like their books out.
You guys have your bags.
Our shit would just be like closed. Their bags are aside.
Yeah, we have nothing.
Our heads
fucking
would be like.
Like,
you don't even have your backpacks in class.
No, actually, like what she did, instead of like checking our books, obviously we didn't do it, and she knew. She would like give us this look. Like she would look at me, and I'd be like.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
nah.
Not today.
And then she'd move on. It was
and then the days we did do our homework, she would never check.
I know, dude. I was so
demotivating.
That one day, I was like, "All right, look at this, Miss Cam. You ready?
Binder wide open. Like, look at this shit.
You guys are doing the yawn shit. You're like, your fucking two arms are up. You're like,
look at this.
Baby, we got so
tired.
Homework. So educational. Wow.
Still get zero.
That was so fun.
Me and Aldrin had some fun stories
Okay, I remember.
Remember the fold?
The fold.
I talked about that. Yeah. I talked about it. The fold. Yeah, it wasn't just me who got the fold. It was Brandon too.
The best part was what Johnson said.
What Johnson
said. Yo, what did you get, man? I got a six.
I
got the fold. But in this French class, like, we were already showing, like, me and Brandon, because this was the only class I had with Brandon, because he was in mini school. So I only had French with him. He was
supposedly smart.
Yeah, when he was supposedly smart. But because I was in that class with him, because every other class, I didn't have any classes with Brandon, and I just met him. But once we started, like, getting close, we just didn't care about anything in the class. I don't know why.
We had French and we had tech ed.
Oh, yeah, we had tech ed where we made, like, toy cars.
Guys fucking ruined
But, like,
each
in
other.
This French class, like, at the end of the year, we were supposed to make these video projects. And, like, everybody, like, in your French class, they all made their French videos. You guys remember those, right?
Except I wasn't in French.
So like, the film.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
But I heard everyone talks about their French.
Yeah, everybody, like, made French videos. But, like, when it was our year doing it, because we started in grade 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we were doing it, we filmed one scene. So, like, so our whole idea was, okay, so our project is on, like, just make any, like, French video. It doesn't have to.
I think I've seen anything, it.
But, like, no, we didn't. Okay, let me tell you. So we went to my house and we started planning. We're like, okay, what do we make? And we just make this really dumb idea of, like, oh, we'll have a paper boy who goes around throwing newspapers at people. And then one day he gets a newspaper thrown at him. But then he can't see who it is because he came from behind. And then, like it was the stupidest premise.
And then he's trying to figure out who threw this paper.
Trying to figure out who it was, like, the whole time.
And his name was Michael Oxlong.
His name was Michael Oxlong, short for Mike Oxlong. But, like, but at the end, there's a big twist. He finds out the person who threw the newspaper was his mom the whole time because he came from behind.
Didn't he, like, kill her or something?
Yeah, he, like, killed her or something. And that was the idea, right? Yeah. So we were going to start off. Okay, we're going to start off with Mike in bed sleeping. We filmed that scene. I'm in my bed and just sleeping. No. I'm in my bed. I fall asleep. He has the camera on me. Okay, we're good. We got the first scene. As soon as we got that first scene, we started playing League.
we deserve a break, guys.
Yeah, we deserve a break after that. We played that League. We played like three League games. And then after that, we went to get pizza at Little Caesars. And then, yeah, we never finished that project.
Holy shit.
That was the only time we ever... even talked about it.
Yeah. when everybody was presenting their videos, right?
Yeah.
Miss Howell was like, okay, Brandon and Aldrin, your turn. And we were like, Miss Howell, can we talk to you for a second? And we, like, talked to her. You know what we said? We were like, hey, can we, like, just email it to you after the semester ends? Because, like, this was summer break. We're, like, ready to go home. Can we just email it to you, like, in a couple days? It's almost done.
Yeah.
We never emailed her.
Did she give you a grade?
No, what the
okay.
fuck?
Okay, give you guys zero.
That was a classic.
It's fucking stupid.
I was like, at that point, I was still like fluent in French.
So
and I still got 64%.
I got like a 60 in that class.
Easy, that's how hard we slacked. Like every, no.
Fluent and get 60%.
Yeah, every test, like every single test, I'd ace it.
Yeah
I got like an 80.
But I didn't do a single lick of homework.
No projects, no homework.
Yeah. Do you guys ever have Miss Moreau in art class?
Miss Moreau? Oh, I had Ben.
No, I had her once, actually.
I have a good story with Miss Moreau. So remember, I don't know if you guys remember, we did like those paper mache projects.
Yep,
yeah.
I remember
like that.
Like the
shit.
Bottles and shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I made mine, right? And handed it in on time. And you know how she displayed them in the foyer?
Yeah, yeah.
She displayed mine before, she like displayed them before she marked them.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then she lost mine. Without getting the mark down.
Dude, what is up with our school and losing tests and shit, dude?
She lost it. And I was like, Miss Moreau, I literally handed it into you.
You
and
displayed,
it. You displayed it.
Someone
for everyone
stole
to see,
it.
And then you lost it, and I'm losing this mark. And she's like, she didn't give
she's
me the
like,
mark back. Or she
like,
didn't even omit it. Like, she's like,
she's in denial.
Sorry, it's gone.
It's like, well, you should have looked after it, you know? You should have made sure it's locked,
I was like, what
you
the
know?
Fuck?
Should have looked after it every single time you walk by
this,
in the hall.
Is this what life is going to be like?
No. Dude,
there's a foreshadowing for Miss Smith.
Miss Smith is the same thing. So it was grade 10. It was like the provincial year. We did like provincials for English. I had like 90% for the first two terms.
Holy shit, I remember I was in your class.
Third term, I had 30%. And she lost my shit.
I remember, no, remember there was that one mark for like an essay or something that like she accidentally omitted for everyone who didn't hand it in.
I remember this because I didn't hand it in.
Yeah, that was what happened.
No. She lost my test. My test,
everyone else, that was the same.
That was still another thing that happened. Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
So, like, we didn't even hand in the essay, but we still.
Everyone's marks just get boosted.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I looked at my mark one day. I was like, oh shit, okay.
It's not just omitted, but it's like the total marks go down, but you're I don't know how to explain it. You basically got boosted for free the way it worked. Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys remember like when everybody like laid out the mark or like your mark in the class and you'd like, all right, where's my number? Okay. And then you like make that dreaded like
look for your student number,
you find it, and then you make that dreaded like look all the way across to see your mark.
I don't know, you get super excited because you see a B, and then you're like, oh, no,
wait. Yeah, you see like a B, you're like, oh, wait, no, I'm under that. Oh, that makes
sense. Okay,
yeah.
Right. I actually failed it.
I actually failed, you're right.
Fucking, her class is so fucking weird. She did the thing where it's like, she can't, for some reason, she couldn't like, she's not smart enough to use a calculator and just do math to add a grade.
Maybe that's why she took it away.
Her shit was out of 100 per semester, per term. So like, so when you have a quiz, if it's out of 10, 1% each mark. Everything marked were so linear. Like normally teachers are like, okay, tests were 20 or tests were like 40% of your term. Yeah, it's way differently.
She's like, fuck you. You got one mark per question. Doesn't matter if it's a test or like a little piece of homework. It's the same weight.
Yeah, and her test would be out of like 25, and the homework's like out of 20. It's like, okay. Fucking test worth the same amount as homework is just easy.
This little packet of homework is like worth 25% of your mark. This little
holy
sheet.
Shit,
I think I remember one day I didn't do the homework and my mark dropped like so much.
Yeah, because it affects it like crazy.
And I was like, I better start doing my homework.
Yo, there's this one time that someone, I forgot who told me, like, I don't remember being in this class specifically, but it was Miss Smith's. And apparently the class started, everybody was there. And then she left the room for something, and then half the class left, and she didn't notice when she
came
back.
That was my class.
Is that your class? I was in there. I was like, everybody was leaving. I remember Kyle was there. I think Kyle was there. He's the one that started it. The guy that took shit. He was like,
goes to the bathroom.
Yo, guys, she's never coming back. Let's just go. I don't know. Okay, do you guys remember this rumor going around? Like, all throughout high school, everybody was like, yo, if the teacher doesn't show up for like 15 minutes,
yeah,
then you can
there was
home.
There was this thing.
Like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Yeah, something like that. But then do you guys remember where it started?
No.
No, but someone we actually did that for PE class. And then Mr. Valley talked to us the next day.
Really? Yeah. He didn't show up for 30 minutes.
What's his fucking
fault? Because they could have found a substitute teacher, but they came later and they're like, where's the class?
Tom goes to the office. He's like,
my class is coming.
Did I get the wrong room? Did I go to the wrong?
Runs to the class and no one's there.
It's like, did I go to the wrong gym? And
is this the emergency?
There's only one big gym in that direction. It's like, there's nobody in that gym.
There's nobody.
It's like, we lost the class, guys. We lost the class.
Yo, did you guys ever have Mr. Janzi as a grade 10 PE teacher? No, grade 9 PE teacher.
No, I never had
him. I had Mr. Braun.
Grade 9, though.
Oh. No, I had Mr. Loader.
Mr. Loader? Oh, man. Mr. Janzi, like, I think this year we were short on PE teachers, so they put a computer teacher
as a
and he made
PE
us
teacher.
Run a campus run every single day for the first
term.
How
long is
term.
That? It's like a
it's 1 mile. It's 1 mile.
It's like a kilometer and a half?
1.6.
And then we would do like practice fitness tests. I'm like, what's the point? what's the point of that?
My arms are dead. Leave me alone.
He's like, we're gonna do 7 practice fitness tests this week, and then on Friday we're gonna have the fitness test.
And then we're gonna play 4 corners something.
That was the only thing. We did like 5K run before that.
Oh, shit,
like, okay,
dude.
When we do a boundary run, I told Mally, like, hey, Mr. Janzi's making us do the boundary run.
Dude,
he's like,
swear to God, like, everyone was like in the best fucking shape ever. When they did the fitness test, somehow everyone got like 70, 80 push-ups straight. It's like, what the fuck kind of form are you guys using?
Yo, I remember like, okay, in grade 8, everybody was like doing super well on the fitness test.
Yeah.
And then by the time grade 10 came along, like, I remember, okay, Tommy, the guy on your podcast.
Yeah.
He, in grade 8, he was like, dude, I got like 45 seconds on the flexed arm hang. I'm like, damn, you're crazy, dude. I got like, I think I got like 25 or something. Yeah. I was like, whatever, it's fine. Grade 10 comes by. Tommy gets up on like the chair, right? He's about to go. He goes up, goes down. Dude, I swear everybody in grade 10 was fucking trash. The fucking
like, Hutchison points, dude. Do you remember that? Were you in my class?
I don't think so.
This guy stands on the chair, fucking grabs him. I don't think. I'm just assuming this is what happened.
This guy, okay, he stood on the chair. He, Mrs. Ron's like, okay, counting down, like, okay, go. He couldn't even pull himself up. Literally, oh, yeah. Okay, pretend like this is the bar. Yeah. You go so, like, and then fall.
Yeah, so basically, like, our bar was, like, really fucking high. Like, too high to actually pull yourself up like a normal pull-up bar. So we had to stand on these fucking chairs and then people would pull them away. Like, you're hanging yourself. So they'd stand on these chairs and then this guy would just fucking put his arms up, touch it, and he'd fall off.
He was trying his best. You could see his head with his face was going red. He's
like trying to pull. But isn't he tall? Like arms should already be like thing. His hands should already be head level. There, but
he couldn't
pull.
Like he couldn't at least like jump up or something.
He's not even pulling up. He's just not. Don't fall down.
Literally on his mark, he got a zero for that. 0 seconds.
No, I remember like when Tommy did it when he went up and down. Like Mr. Brown was like, ah, okay. And, like, for every other person, he would call it the time. It's like, all right, 25. Kevin, 10 seconds, something like that. And then Tommy, he gets to Tommy. All right.
All right.
Fold.
Dude, Jimmy was the fucking funniest arm hanger ever, oh my dude. God. Was he in your class?
I think so, at
dude,
one point.
Okay, Jimmy's the guy in my podcast and in the busket. He'd fucking pull up. He'd go for, like, 20-25 seconds sometimes, but, like, his fucking arms were noodles.
Vibrating
back and forth like sound waves, dude. It's hilarious.
Like a chicken.
He's actually a chicken.
His legs too, dude.
I don't even know why his legs.
It's were... like.
I swear, just looking at the guys like on the bar, like just I don't know. Something about it was so funny to me.
Oh,
just
watching
people struggling on the fucking thing. It was funny as fuck.
Everyone's faces are fucking red.
I know. But like the bar
point where everyone starts shaking.
Yeah, and then the bars would like cover their eyes so you can't really see what their eyes are looking like. But you can kind of tell what they're looking like.
And you see a tear roll down.
Oh my god. What was your favorite part of the fucking fitness test?
My favorite part?
My favorite was...
I like the...
Either the dips or the... Like the one where you step up
the
and down.
Things. Yeah, I was thinking
the
step
ups. Those were fun.
Those are easy.
Yeah.
Because I was so... I'm a really light dude. So that shit's... easy as fuck.
What was your best 50 meter sprint time?
I'm not 15 meter so sprint.
50
meter.
Oh, I think
I don't
was,
remember.
I think mine was 7.1.
It's like
I don't think I passed 7.
I think it was like, sure, like 6.7.
I think mine was 6. Like 6.5,
6.7.
I'm really short. Yeah. I'm really slow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a great sprinter. Probably like 7.5 or even 8 maybe. Fucking slow as shit.
I think Kyle Jang comes in.
Kyle Jang. 6.2.
The guy who's taking a shit, yawning all the time, fucking goes like five seconds.
And then he takes a shit, he lets a load off, so he's faster when he runs.
He takes a shit right before the fucking sprint.
Yo, okay, I remember. I had one PE class with Jackie.
Yeah.
And every time before like a big run, like campus, 8 lap, or like even like Trout Lake, every time, without fail, before the run, he's like, yo, I gotta take a shit. I was like, okay, then go. He's like, yo, but we're about to run. And then I'm like, okay, then just hold it in. He's like, but then what if it comes out? Like, I don't know, this is your problem. But every single run, he's like, yo, I gotta take a shit, man.
What am I gonna do about it, dude?
What do you want me to do? Push it in for you? No. Do it yourself.
Oh, shit, dude.
That was fun.
Fucking dank as crap, man. You have any more McDonald's stories, dude?
I have tons.
I have crazy shit.
I'm Greek and out story.
Tell us.
One day I was just working the cashier, taking orders and stuff. Yeah. And this guy comes in with his son. This like middle aged white dude comes in with his son, his little like probably 3-4 year old, and he orders like a junior or like a Happy Meal for his son. And then he's like looking at the menu, and he's like, "Can I get an I'm Greek and out?" Because you know how like on the McDonald's menu, it doesn't always say like the actual item name. It would say like Like, it'd I'm
like a, it'd be like a title.
$5 or something. Yeah.
Keep calm, Caesar on.
Yeah. But it wouldn't actually say like, oh, Caesar salad, Greek salad. He was like, can I get an I'm Greeking out?
You're like, sure.
Oh my God.
I know
oh,
I'm Greeking no. out coming up. That'd be $7.
I remember, I was working at the cashier as well at my McDonald's, and this regular looking white dude comes up to me. Regular, like had like a polo on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like cargo shorts on. Regular dude. Didn't look homeless and he didn't look rich. So I was like, okay, that's a rare, normal looking customer. Comes up to me, goes like, he's like scanning the menu. He's like, okay. Yeah, can I get a junior chicken? And I was like, okay, yeah. So I go to like click on the junior chicken button, right? But as I'm clicking, he's like, oh, can you like, can I get no hormones in my chicken? And I was
like, that's the best question.
I was like, I thought I misheard him. I was like, did he say no onions? I think he said no onions. So I asked him, like, no onions? Did you say no onions? He's like, no, I like, I don't want any like hormones in my chicken. I'm like, I'm a 16-year-old Asian dude working at McDonald's minimum wage. What do you want me to do about
yo,
fucking...
what's the ask me? No hormones.
Yo, legit, my buddy, like this brown dude that works there, he's like, yo, what's taking so long? And I'm like, yo, can I get no hormones on that junior? He's like, what?
Yo, what's the ask me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, what's the ask me? What's
to explain what an ask me is, because no one's going to get it. Basically, you put like ask me on an order.
Ask me stuff.
If you don't have anything,
it's like
set
to hold the order.
Yeah, yeah.
In case there's like
sure
a weird
ask the cashier exactly
or
what it is.
Yeah. So if some dude was like, yeah, can I get my junior chicken, but like I want
a
piece
cut
of lettuce.
The shape of a
yeah. If you had a very specific shit, very specific that'd be ask me. But this shit is weird.
This shit was weird. So I had to put an ask me on. I'm like, okay, I'll just put ask me. And my mom's like,
what is this, bro?
What is this?
What's ask me, bro?
No hormones.
He's like, coming up, bro. I got you, fam.
I remember, like, because he wouldn't go away. He was like, I really want this junior chicken. So like, my friend was like,
to him.
My friend was like, oh, here you go. I got rid of the hormones for you. Here you go. He like handed it to him.
He's like, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a
really
lot, man.
Appreciate
it.
Fuck you, little Aldrin kid.
Oh my God.
Dude, I had stupid ass shit out at McDonald's, too. It's fucking similar to yours, but like this guy, there's these dudes, not even just one person. Like, there's like a couple people who would do this. They'd come in, they'd be like, Can I get a cheeseburger with no cheese? And I'm like, do you want a hamburger?
Or when people said hamburger with cheese.
Yeah, and I'd be like, you mean a hamburger? And he's like, no, I want a cheeseburger with no cheese. I don't want a hamburger. I'm like, yeah, a cheeseburger with no cheese is a hamburger. Like, no, I don't want a fucking hamburger. I want a cheeseburger with no cheese. I'm like, all right, cheeseburger, ask
yes,
me.
Cheeseburger, ask
me. Yo, what's the ask
me? Yo, no cheese. You mean a hamburger? Nah.
No.
Cheeseburger, no cheese, bro. Don't say it, man.
Yo, that.
Fucking hell. There's this one time where there's like basically this asshole, right, at fucking McDonald's, like threw water on the workers, right? And the fucking person in the back, they dropped the patty of the person of the burger that they're making for that person who basically like got everyone wet, fucking picks it back up and puts it in the burger.
Damn.
Fucking savage as hell. And this kid's like grade 8 or some shit. That's the worker. He's like grade 8, grade 9 fucking worker, picks up that fucking patty, looks me in the eye, puts it in the burger, and gives me the fucking shush.
You know what the worst part about McDonald's was? Like, when you would get those customers after they ordered, they'd like be like looking into the
kitchen. Make sure you're doing your shit right.
They'd be like, hey, that guy's not wearing gloves. He's not wearing gloves.
Yo, fuck off. The thing is, with my McDonald's, the reason, like, it was so ghetto, but we were in a mall. So we were a very small McDonald's. So
yeah.
Our back was visible, like completely visible to like.
It was like open.
It was open
kitchen.
Yeah. So like. We couldn't even do that. Even if someone was pissing us off, we couldn't even do it without someone seeing us. It was so funny. But I remember one day, do you guys remember when like you would have to restart the system and you'd close for like 15 minutes and then you have to tell everybody, oh, we're restarting the system. We have to close 15 minutes. And then all of the stupid people are like, but you're 24 hours. What are you, 24 hours?
24/7, man. But your kitchen's still open.
Your kitchen's, I see.
Why can't I just give you the cash, bro? You know how much it is.
So, yeah, people are always saying, like, I have cash. I have cash.
Yeah, no, literally.
Yeah, let me just
pocket it. I have exact change here. Can I just, it's exact change. Can you just write it down somewhere? So I'm like, fuck funny, you, dude. But I remember this one day, this big, like, roided out, like, full-on roided out white guy comes in. And he's like, he probably just came back from the gym because he was like,
he just pumped roids.
He was just pumped, like fully pumped. Comes up to me, he's like, "Yo, can I order?" And I'm like restocking sauces in the front, but we're like restarting our system. It still take like 5-10 minutes. Yeah. So I tell him, "Oh, sorry, sir, we're restarting our system. We have to like wait 5-10 minutes." He's like, "No, let me order."
Like, they just do not acknowledge shit, dude.
And like, I was like, I don't have a till that I can like make the order for.
It's right there, bro. It's right there, man.
You know, punch in the button, you dumbass.
He's like, yo, I have exact change. Just take my money and fucking make the burger. I'm like,
well, that's not how
like,
it fucking works.
That's not how it works. I need to like punch it in so the system knows that you have an order placed. He's like, dude, I see the stove right there. Just grab the fucking patty, put on the fucking bun, and have him a fucking burger.
Just give him a raw patty. Like,
do exactly what he asked for. Put the bun on the patty. Fucking give me the burger. You do that exactly.
I was actually so scared he's gonna like punch me in the fucking face because I'm like a really like small kid. If he punched me, I'd probably die. But I remember my friend just got off like work.
He started challenging him.
No, he's like right beside him at the counter, but he has food because he ordered it like before we closed. Like,
he's like, what about this kid?
Yeah, he's like, what about this kid, right? And my friend's like, hey man, I'm waiting for my sauce, man. I'm not part of this. I'm like, you fucking traitor.
I hate him. I remember.
He's like, oh yeah, I just ordered this, man.
I remember one time, you know how we had like the play place upstairs?
Yeah.
There's like a janitor's closet up there next to the play place. And I remember one day I was so done with everything. I hid in there on my phone for an hour.
And no one asked where you went.
I was in there for an hour. Cause they're like, okay, Brandon, go clean the lobby, go sweep, go mop, whatever.
Do whatever the fuck, it's slow, right?
Yeah. And I hid in there for an hour. I came back, no one said a fucking thing.
God damn.
I was like, shit, I should have just
figured it out, man. You figured it out.
Yeah. So whenever they'd be like, okay, they'd be like, okay, go sweep, go sweep the lobby. I'd be like, okay.
Cause no one checks, right? Upstairs is high. Oh my God. Someone comes in one day. What are you doing, man? Oh, we're just sweeping the janitor's closet, bro.
Yeah, I'm putting the mop back, guys. Holy shit. Thing is, with my McDonald's, because it was so small, whenever you go on break, there's only one chair.
Oh, my fucking God. Same shit, dude.
Like, one chair. And if you, like, multiple people are on break, you would have to sit on, I remember, yeah, I'd have to sit on, like, a crate. Like, you know, the yellow crates? You'd have to sit on that or the washing machine. My choice was the washing machine. It's pretty comfortable, not gonna lie.
It's a little bit elevated, you get more space.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a fucking really small McDonald's that I worked at too. I think it might have been comparably small.
I had
small.
Like a full break room. Like a full
Oh yeah, Brandon worked at the big boy.
Yeah, we had like there. You know the booths at McDonald's?
Yeah.
We had
like
one of those but in the staff room.
Okay. Dude, our fucking break room, we didn't have a break room, right? Our break room was next to the ice cream McFlurry machines on the yellow crate flipped upside down. It was so good.
I remember one time I was scheduled for like a... Remember when I was like working at 7 a.m. or something and I didn't sleep? I was like... Because my sleep schedule was fucked.
You don't want to wake up.
And I would be like... I was like, all right, I can just... You're it'd just be easier for me to stay up than to sleep and try to wake up early. It's like I work at 7 a.m. and then I go on break. And I was like, all right, I'll just like take a little nap. Because it was like an 8-hour shift. So I got like a... How
half an hour, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I was like, I'll just take a quick nap. Passed out, like, woke up, like, 20 minutes late from after my break.
Jesus.
And no one said anything.
No one said anything?
Yeah.
I remember, God damn, I have pretty strict managers.
Elmo, dude.
The Filipino dude that just worked sweeping the lobby. Yeah, yeah. He was like, I woke up and he was right in front of me just eating his, like, sinigang.
I love Elmo.
Fucking dude. McDonald's is fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. Dude, okay, so at my McDonald's, there's three, like, lobby garbage cans. There's the small one, then there's that like the medium sized one, and then there's the automated one. the one that crushes everything together. And when it came time to change the automated one,
even have that.
Dude, the automated one was the most disgusting thing in the entire world. Like you know when you go to like a garbage, like a big garbage bin, like in, like those green ones, and you can smell like the garbage juice in there, like that little sour smell.
You squish that shit together.
Every single time, like my manager would be like, "Yo, Aldrin, can you go change the compactor?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No."
Nope.
And they're like,
"Nope.
No, just go." And I'm like, "Oh, fine." Nope. So every time I would do it, I have to wear like double gloves.
Yeah, and it still gets through.
And like, no, the thing is, like, I'm wearing a t-shirt. Like, the uniform is a t-shirt and it's just gloves. So some of it would get on my arm.
Flies around and shit.
And I was like, "Oh my fucking God, mess. I'm going to fucking end my life."
The garbage room at Cassie, the one I worked at, was gross too.
Yeah.
It's the one like outside, like in the parking lot, but like super far from the actual McDonald's. And that, like, the compactor's in there and all the recycling's in there. And it's, like, so great. You walk in there and you step out and there's, like,
there's goo juices on your feet.
Yo, it's disgusting. The thing is, like, the compactor, the point where you changed it, my manager's like, "All right, go change it." But it would be, like, once every month.
Oh, my God.
So, like, it's
God,
so heavy shit. And fully compacted. Fuck. You can't even fucking lift it on your own. So, you have to do it with, like, a partner. So, like, I always make the new guy, like, "Yo, new guy, come with me."
Like,
what are we doing?
Oh,
we
easy.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no problem. I'm like, "All right, what do you got to do? Got to grab that bag.
And I'm going to watch you.
You're going to put it into this clean garbage bag because we're going to like double bag the
thing. Yeah, make
sure
it doesn't rip."
Yeah. So I was holding the bag and this kid's like a year younger than me. He lifts it and slips on the garbage juice and falls on his ass. Oh my God. I was like, "Oh my God."
And that day he quit already.
Yo, there were so many people that
holy
quit my McDonald's.
Fuck,
it was great.
It's been great, man. Yo, my job right now. Okay, so our company owns the entire floor of this building downtown. And I work in like this office. I do computer shit. I do video editing for work. But like there's this bathroom that's shared between the floor. We own the whole floor, but there's two other like companies that we rented out to. There's this one Asian company that we rent out that's right next to us on the same floor. And we go to the bathroom all the time. I'll be in like the urinal, some shit. Someone's in the stall. I hear him walk out, open the stall, and just leave. They don't fucking wash their hands. And these are like 30-40 year old Asian dudes. Like, he could have been taking a shit in there and he just left. And not even just that. Like, I'll walk into the bathroom and under the urinal, piss everywhere. Like, they miss the urinal.
I don't know
somehow.
How people do
like,
that.
Like, how the fuck? We have a mat and there's like paper towels there. Like, I don't know what the fucking janitor does. Like, today when I walked in, it was crazy. Like, this shit was, like, flowing past the stall around the corner. It's fucking gross. Like, when I walked in, it was, like, puddles of fucking piss. So gross, dude.
Yo, all right, speaking of toilets. Have you guys ever met, like, a famous person just out, like, in real life somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Last time, it's been a while, dude.
I met the actor
not even at, like a concert, but you just see them on, like, the street or something.
It's been a long time.
Oh.
Do you guys know the YouTuber David Choi?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I met him one day at the Seattle airport.
Yeah.
But this was back when like flip phones were still a thing. Cause I was a kid. me and my brother both knew him. And like I see someone that looks like David Choi walk into this bathroom. And then I tap my brother on the shoulder, like, "Yo, I think I just saw David Choi walk into that bathroom." And then he's like, "What? No, fuck off." So like I'm like, "Yo, go check." So my brother Harry goes to check. He walks in. He like takes a peek, and then he's like he turns back to me. He's like, "Yo, that's David Choi," and like he signals me like, "Yo, go get some paper and like a pen from mom and dad," and I'm like, "Okay,
paper,"
like because we don't like we can't like take
that's fucking
pictures.
Autographs.
Yeah, oh like we wanted an autograph. God. We couldn't take a picture because our phones were too. I didn't have a phone because I'm a kid, and his phone was too slow.
Yeah.
So I go to my mom and dad. And they don't have anything. So me and my brother are like, "Damn. We're really going to let David Choi like go like this." So what I did, he was in a urinal. I just went to the one beside him.
That's the best move.
So I didn't meet David Choi. I pissed beside
him. So you're just staring at him the whole time.
I'm like looking at
Tommy,
him.
Tommy, did you peek?
Dude,
you're literally
David Choi pack.
You're literally.
No, I'm like looking at him. I'm like, "Hey, how's your day?"
Really?
No, I was a kid. I didn't
You're pissing. Forward, you look to the left, you're just staring blank into this guy's
you
eye.
Look at him,
this
and
guy
you look
turns
down.
To the right for a second, he's like, "What the
no,
fuck?"
No, you're pissing, you look at him, then you look down.
And you're like, Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
God
damn. Dude, we all work pretty fucking ghost jobs. Wait, what jobs have you worked, Josh, besides Playland? just like I've done jobs for like my cousins and like
okay,
their so friends.
Nothing gross. Okay, no. But like Aldrin, Brandon, and I have probably worked pretty disgusting.
I worked
jobs.
12 hours today. That's pretty gross.
Jesus Christ. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've been a sweeper though at P&E.
That's not that gross though.
It's not that gross.
Dude,
I found
we did
60
dishwashing.
Bucks.
Washing. All three of us did fucking dish. That's just not cleaning up the fucking sink of that like compost shit is disgusting. And I only worked there for like literally what 2 months or some shit at Cactus. And like within those 2 months the compost already ripped when I was in the garbage room. And I was like, okay, what the fuck do I do? And I just like shoved it to the side of the other pile of ripped mesh.
Remember the compactor downstairs?
Yeah.
I saw a dead rat. You know how on the compactor there's like that little ledge
there's
that's
a
like
on
so
it?
A part
yeah,
of the
yeah.
compactor? There was a dead rat right just there. Remember I snapped you it?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that snap. I was like in bed.
The Redbone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, okay, it's a snap of him like playing Redbone. That's cool. I see a dead rat. I remember one day I was taking out the trash at Cactus.
Yeah.
And I was having the compost, and the compost was like really like heavy. Yeah. So like, and the garbage bin is like really tall.
It's
so you have to like,
so
you have to like
high,
swing
dude.
It up. Like up
yeah.
there, right? Like that's what you guys did too, right? So like yeah. I'm swinging it. I get ready for the last swing.
It just
breaks.
That's
and,
that's exactly.
And
thing
all of it
to
falls
it.
On the fucking floor. And I'm like, ugh.
What do you do?
And like what I did, I saw these like
cardboard.
Like you know the fuck. It was like a thing to carry eggs or something, and it was like a big square.
Oh, the egg carton.
Yeah, I put it like just on top of it, and I walked away.
No, once that happened to me, and I just like took a piece of cardboard and
you
stuffed it underneath.
I didn't even move it. I just like put something
yeah.
on top.
No,
of it.
No, there was already a bag of ripped compost on the corner of it. I was like, all right,
just put it there. It's like you're organizing it.
You're organizing it. Someone will clean this shit, and dude, the fucking glass would pile up like crazy in the glass section. Holy crap.
Yeah, the glass
like, okay, I'm just going to fucking put it over there. I don't want to go near that.
I broke so many plates at Cactus.
Yeah.
My oh first, my God, my second day at Cactus when I was a dishwasher, I dropped an entire thing of coffee glasses. broke every single one.
You thought you lost your job at that moment.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I better get on Craigslist.
Dude, the relationship between like the expo line and fucking dish is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's like the
yeah.
dark side and
yeah.
the fucking
like everyone,
good side.
The kitchen is so separated from
dishwashers and
that.
Servers. Oh
my yeah, God. Fucking
yo.
The twins.
The fucking twins.
Somehow, expo workers, no matter who they hire, are just retarded.
Do you remember the twins?
I remember. I
oh
remember
my.
All these fucking
it's
idiots. I remember one time I was in like the change room where like that's the break room where the change room is the same room. Fucking. I'm sitting there eating my lunch or whatever, or my dinner or whatever. And then this blonde chick, I don't remember which one it was, but this blonde chick comes in and she's like complaining about her tips. And like, it was like probably for like $100-something order, right? And it was like a 12% tip, which is kind of low at like Cactus.
Yeah.
But like, she like was like upset about it, like talking shit about this couple. It's like cheap ass people, man. Fucking 12%, dude. It's like, Jesus Christ,
was
man.
It,
I'm getting dollar an hour for tips.
Was it with you in the dish in dish when that thing happened with one of the twins?
I remember. Because I mentioned it to you. So basically, when we're working as dishwashers, there's this thing called racks where we just put like a bunch of glasses.
It's
and, like
yeah, it's like
yeah.
drink racks.
So like you take them away and put them to the kitchen and you're like, that's the expo line's job.
Yeah.
So like as a dishwasher, you expect them to come every now and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, so you would have like a full rack of glasses and you would put them like on for them to take.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically to explain it easier, it's like there's dishwashers, there's expo who just brings shit from the dishwashers to the kitchen. That's all their job was. And we had like these racks of just fucking full of like water glasses and wine glasses and shit.
Yeah. So like my station was full of these racks and no one has come for like a
and
good,
they're pretty big and
yeah
so,
they're big
if they don't get rid of them you can't put like
you can't
dishes
put,
there for
yeah.
them
yeah so like I'm full and like Brandon's like yo can you bring the next rack out I'm like no I can't because Brandon was helping me at the time in the dish station so I like go try and find like
workers,
someone from
yeah.
like workers right
and
so I see a twin and like she comes up and like hey what's wrong I'm like can you guys like do your job can you like take
yeah,
these racks
I remember her name was it was Jasmine I think she comes up and I was like hey can you take one of the racks was that what I said
yeah okay so basically cause, so Brandon like can't see her but he can hear her
yeah
and I can see her but like so like Brandon says yeah can you just take one of these racks so we can like get to work and she's like yeah okay and Brandon can't see what she did but I can see what she did. So, like, I have to explain to him later. So, like, what she did, she got, like, when Brandon said, can you grab one of these racks? Like, clearly, there's so many racks that she can take.
Yeah.
She grabs an empty rack from the side. She grabs an empty one, and she's like, yeah, here you go. And she hands it to me. She just hands it to me, like an empty rack. And I'm like, I'm standing there looking at her, and she's like, what? And then Brandon's like, yo, can we go now? And I'm like, dude.
You don't want to know what just happened. You don't want to know.
Oh my God. Okay, so when you're a dishwasher at Cactus Club, they lay out their plates
in
sections. And
there's like a map. Like
long plates, round plates. They call it a
plate
bowls.
Map. Yeah, it's like a plate map. So,
every plate has like a spot on the.
So it's organized.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, you want to put the side plates with the side plates and the fucking, like, the big plates with the big plates. This one time, like, I noticed every single time that people don't put the stuff in the right place.
Yeah.
And then I told Brandon one day, like, as we're working, I'm like, yo, like, remember that game as a toddler where you put the shapes into the little shape holes?
Like the circles and the
little circles and the circles. And I was telling him, like, dude, these guys are actually dumber than toddlers. And then, like, we laughed about it, like, in private, right? But I'm not going to actually say it to them. And then one day, Brandon's, like, hella stressed in the dish, like, station with me. Like, we're both stressed.
Yeah.
And then this girl, Amanda, came in. And she just leaves a big pile of different plates on one, like, randomly placed. And then Brandon, like, pulls her, like, hey, Amanda, can I talk to you for a second? And she's like, yeah, what's up, Brandon? And, like, I didn't know Amanda, but, like, apparently, because Brandon worked there before, like, longer than me.
Yeah.
So he, like, knew her. She's like, hey, what's up, Brandon? And Brandon's like, do you remember that game? When you were a toddler? he literally said it to her face, and I was like, oh, shit. No. He actually said it to her. No, my God. And I'm like, I'm just looking at them. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening.
You can't do that. Oh my God.
And then, like, she, like, walks off all upset. She's like, oh my God, whatever. And she just, like, walks off upset.
She's like, you don't have to be so passive aggressive about it. I was like, just fucking do your job.
And, like, I remember the next day she was working and Brandon was, like, on the line because he's a cook, but I'm actually, like, the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm on my break. Yeah. And I could hear her just talking shit about, like, what Brandon said. And she's, like, trying to make it seem like Brandon, like, was the bad guy.
Like, yeah, Brandon was in the wrong. It's like, and then, he expected me to do my job. Like,
the way she described it was like, yeah, he was just acting so weird yesterday. I don't know what it was. Like, I put the plates down like usual. And then, like,
yeah,
he just,
like, usual, like you, yeah, usual.
And then he just snapped at me. It was crazy. And I was like just eating my food.
It's literally, like, really? High school drama, dude.
It was the stupidest thing. I was putting the fucking
plates down like usual.
That's so funny, dude.
I hated her.
Dude,
she was my least favorite.
Fucking, that shit would stack so hard, bro. The fucking dishes would be fucked up. The clean area, you can only fit like four racks, and you can stack like four more on top of them. But then there's like a cart you can stack. You can put like two more racks on. That shit would always be full. Like,
and nobody would.
They have like seven expo workers to take racks. Their job is to put shit back and take stuff away, and the whole area would be clean. I mean, we would be full, and we have nowhere to put our dishes. We're like, okay, I guess we're gonna put dishes on the floor now.
When the bartenders would take that huge metal thing and just put it on top of the plates, like the
yeah. Oh my God, that was infuriating. Was
just they, like, just walk huge... in. They just walk in. They're like, here you go, bro.
They put all their shit, no matter what it was. They just put all their shit on top of all the plates. Like, what the
like this was like a huge. Like, it's the size of this table, basically. It's like a big iron,
dude.
It's a big iron plate. And they, like, just put it on top of these other plates, and I'm like, dude, what do you want me to do with this? He's like, I don't know. I'm just doing my job, man. No, you're not. You're not doing your job.
What's plate map, bro?
Look at the fucking plate map. It goes right here.
Fucking funny.
Holy shit. This job was fun.
Dude, fucking Cactus is so dank. Like, fucking sous chefs are kind of, some of them are so chill. Like, they just get high after work. One of my sous chefs, I'm not going to say who, but he told me that, like, whenever he's doing paperwork, he's always high. He's always high when doing paperwork.
Whenever he's doing anything, he's always
high. He's just high.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably still high right now while we're talking.
Dude smokes like a gram a day. Like 2 grams a day.
Yeah. So funny. I remember my P&E job. That was when, like, so, like, everybody at our high school, or not everybody, like, you could see a lot of people from our high school at, like, Playline and P&E working there.
Yeah.
So I applied for a job there with Jackie. We were making cotton candy and shit. And then there's this. So, like, the job that we worked at, there's two trailers. There's trailer one and trailer two. Trailer one, air conditioned. You have windows. You have big space. You have places to sit. Trailer two, there's bees everywhere. No windows. And, like, it's so hot and no air conditioning and nowhere to sit. Yeah. So I applied for this job at P&E with Jackie.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we both applied at the same time. And the literally the next day, I got a call. Because it's one of those like independent stands at P&E. It's not like the actual Playland.
Yeah.
So I had to email them. And then I got a call the next day saying I got the job. And then
Was that the cotton candy place?
Yeah. It's the cotton candy place. And then I messaged Jackie like, yo, I got the job. What about you? He's like, oh, I didn't get anything yet. And I'm like, okay, she's probably just waiting. And then like a week goes by. And like the job is in like the next like 2 weeks. So I'm just waiting for like the job to come. And then Jackie's waiting for a reply. He never got a reply. And I'm like, damn, how high end is this fucking cotton candy stand? And then like I get there on the first day. I work like 5 hours. And then at the end of the day, my boss is like, oh my God, this one kid didn't show up. like one of the other guys. His name was Viet.
Okay, okay.
But I was talking to my boss like, hey, do you think my friend could work here? And she's like, oh yeah, for sure. Like I hired as many people as I like I basically hired everybody that applied. And I was like, really? My friend applied and you didn't call him back. And she's like, really? What was their name? And I was like, Jackie.
Oh, got it.
And then like she's like, oh, I don't know any Jackie. I just tell her to call me. Yeah. Like tell her to call me. I'm like, oh, it's a guy. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. Just tell her to like resend an application.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I tell Jackie like, yo, you can still get the job because somebody like booked it. So he applies and then he gets the job, but then he gets put in trailer 2, which is the inferior version of trailer 1, because trailer 1 had like I said, air conditioning, everything good.
Oh shit.
Trailer 2 was next to the farm, so all of the bees would attract to like our snow cone syrup. Like every time you tried to like make a snow cone, you'd have to like have 5 bees on your hand.
Have a beekeeping suit every time you try to make a snow cone.
And like you walk up to the stand, like, what the fuck are you guys wearing? It's just protective gear, man. It's the only way you can make snow.
No, we couldn't even get that. We just like you had to tough it out. And then Jackie was really like me, we're both like scared of bees.
Yeah.
But then he had to work with the bees. I didn't have to work with the bees.
You're like, bro, you get the job, bro. No problem. It's pretty good job, man. Pretty good job.
But I was having fun, but then so sometimes wasps would come. Oh. And like then you're fucked. Then like, oh shit, what do? We run out the trailer and shit. But I remember one day I was on my break and Jackie's in his trailer. He's supposed to have 2 other coworkers there with him. Yeah. One was on break, one went to the washroom. He's alone and there's 2 lineups at his station. And he looks at me and I look at him. He's like, dude, can you help me? No.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck. So he's like working the 2 lineups. And then I like at the end I decide to help him. And I'm like, fuck man, I can't believe I'm doing this on my break. I say, it's okay. You know, we finally get to work together. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And then at the end of like this whole job, like the last day. So throughout this job, that one coworker that went to the bathroom, his name was Fabian.
Okay.
He would never do any work. He would just sit on the cooler, just on his ass, like licking snow cones. That's what he would do. And Jackie would always complain about him to me.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the fucking job, he texts me like, yo, Fabian just used the mini vacuum to suck up 5 wasps.
I was like, he's a genius.
And I was like, dude, the whole reason he was sitting down the whole time, he's saving energy to fight the wasps.
He's figuring out his battle plan, dude.
He's actually figuring out the battle plan. I remember the last day I closed with Jackie. There were 2 wasps in the trailer, and I was like, okay Jackie, we have to vacuum this just like Fabian. He's like, okay, you got my back. Yeah. So the plan was I was gonna spray them with Windex to distract them, and then Jackie would suck them up with the vacuum, right?
Gotta distract. But then he's like, wasps.
Okay, never mind, let me spray them, you vacuum them up. And I was like, okay fine, I'll vacuum them up. And then like he's supposed to lure the wasps to me, right? He's going to anger them and lure them to me so I can suck them up. What he does, he sprays them, runs out of the trailer. he leaves me with these 2 angered wasps. And I have to fend for myself.
He like doesn't really hit them very well. He just kind of misses.
Locks the door on me. I'm like, you motherfucker. So like I vacuum them up. And then he's like, did we get them? No.
It's a good shit, bro.
Yeah, good shit, my good shit. It was the fucking, I was fucking so angry at him. Oh my God. You were making the guest do the outro.
Yep, guest does the outro. What do I say? I don't know. Say whatever
just
you wing want.
It. Just do it. We can like cut out the ones that you don't want. Just record just multiple.
I don't even know what to say.
You gotta make a rhyme.
Yeah, you have to do a rap to end it.
I'll give you a beat.
Yeah. Get close to the mic and fucking eat that mic. Come on. Drop the beat, Josh.
Yeah, someone else did the outro.
God damn it. Okay, I'll do the outro.
Well, I did the intro.
Oh, shit, that's true. All right, Josh, do the outro.
Wait, you should do the outro.
I'll drop the beat for you. I'll drop the beat.
All right, drop the beat. All right.
Ready?
I'll do the bass.
Is it recording?
Wait, I'll drop the beat. All right, Alton, you can do it.
No. I know how to beatbox. No.
Wait, hold on.
Make a beat right now.
Make a beat. Okay, I'll start with it. You're the one saying the outro. Is that the outro?
I thought we were making a beat, dude.
No, he's making the beat with me. You're saying the outro.
Say the outro, bro.
You're rapping right. The outro.
All right, hit it, Aldrin. All
right.
Okay, I'll do the same thing, and then he's going to add to it, and then you're going to do the outro.
I'm going to do a bass line.
Yeah, you're going to do the doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom. No, we got to do the fucking, what was that, Michael Jackson song? Boom,
boom, boom, boom. That sounds good, yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, let's do this.
Fuck, okay, I'll just do a fucking generic as fuck.
yo, chill with the samples, man. Chill.
Do up.
Did you just do acapella on this podcast?
Thank you for
that's
listening.
That's our outro, dude.
We just bring up random ass songs and just try to recreate it with our voices. Right now, dude.
No, we gotta do those fucking quartets where someone starts on one note and then the next guy goes on a higher note. You go,
yeah.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Yeah, let's just wrap it up. All right, thanks.
What's an outro?
Oh, I was going to do it simply then. It's been taking so long. Unless you want to actually have a dank ass outro.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, I could cut it that way.
Well, we can make it cleaner.
Let's do it clean. Let's do it clean.
All right, I'll start.
All right, we'll go this way.
What are we doing?
A quartet.
Shit. Okay.
Wait, why are we going this way, bro?
You gotta hit the high note, John.
No, dude.
My voice is fucked.
You can even just make it a comedic high note.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start it. Thank you for listening. We gotta do it.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. I'll start.
I'll go this way.
Yeah, fuck! I have no voice, dude. My lane.
Dude, you got this.
All right, fuck it.
Thank you for listening.
What the fuck? Hi, Josh. This is going higher, dude. Not the same pitch, bro.
So he goes,
Thank you for listening.
Sorry, I'm tone deaf, bro.
All right, go.
I just screamed.
Thank you for listening. That was good. All right, we're done, boys.
This is so bad.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Like at the very end of the podcast, they're expecting a thanks for listening. Go,
thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. Stay tuned for episode 4.
Thanks for listening to our ASMR podcast.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Do we have enough? How many controllers do you have?
The fuck, we didn't finish the outro, one. Dude. You're talking.
I thought that was a regular outro.
Oh, you're doing the regular outro? Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in.